Gator's got a food opinion that you wonder if it's blasphemous. We'll get to that today at 11:35. Nice sunny day out. Good fall day. When do we set the clocks back? Isn't that coming up?
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fall back.
That's an underrated day of the year. That's an underrated day of the year. Let me look that up. That is Sunday, November 3rd at 2 a.m. So
that is a day that I really look forward to when I was in my mid-20s.
Why? Because you'd stay out at the bar and
that's it right there.
Nope. You could still do that. You're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
I really don't do that too much anymore.
I know. But you could.
I could.
You could do whatever you want. He's a grown-ass man, people. He doesn't answer to anybody.
Now it just means that I get up an hour earlier to let the dog out.
Anyway, we'll get to Gators. Is it a blasphemous food opinion today at 11:35? Are you going to eat that in the noon hour? But I want to get to this because Adam Schefter spoke recently on the current Lions situation. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned Lee McNeil gets extended, multiple reports, 4-year extension. It looks like it is a deal worth up to $97 million with $55 million guaranteed. Lock up a Lee McNeil. There's a lot of locking up going on.
That there is, which the more they lock up, the less you think that they're going to make any kind of big splash, because big splash requires money, and they're running out of it, you would think. They still have to take care of Aiden Hutchinson that they'll probably work on next year. What happens? I mean, Levi Onwuzurike is part of the same draft class as Lee McNeil. If Levi ends up having a big second half of the season.
Which we hope he does.
I hope he does, but how much is he going to get paid? Aleem McNeil just got $24 million a year. I like Aleem McNeil. And maybe this is just the cost of doing business in the NFL right now with defensive tackles, but I don't know if he's an elite defensive tackle. I don't think he is. I think he's good.
He's damn good. And look, they really believe in the bird in the hand. They really believe, okay, we've got a good player. We know what we have. We know he's a pro. We're gonna roll with our guy. And I mean, not everybody is going to turn out to be a really good fit, but it looks like Aleem McNeil is a really good fit for this.
Oh, I agree. I like him a lot. I'm just starting to look at this payroll and go, wow, that's a lot of money they've handed out here.
They have, but.
Which does that mean that this is the reason why they won't go after other players?
Well,
because they don't want to give up the assets to get those players because they know that they have to use those assets to keep the payroll down.
You can sign your guys and make this work if you're great at drafting.
That's why they don't give up picks.
Because when you draft, you get good players that are cheap that can fill out the rest of your roster while you're paying your good to great players. But anyway, let's get to this. Adam Schefter on his podcast this week talking about the Lions and, all right, are they going to make a big move? And he points out how tough it will be for them to do just that. I mean, look, it's a tough deal because people don't want to accept, and I get it. You know, make them an offer they can't refuse is often a belief that you want to just take that to the table. And as he said, this isn't fantasy football.
Well, it's not fantasy football, but here's where I'll take issue to those comments. We've seen moves before that have happened where big time defensive players have been traded for a slew of picks. It does happen. The other thing is, if we're looking at the NFL right now, and you subscribe to this theory that it's an offensive league and that offense wins championships, then if offense wins championships, then you can afford to part ways with defensive players if it lands you other assets to get you the offensive players or whatever. The other thing when you look at this is the teams themselves, like Cleveland and the Raiders, they're going to have to be in rebuild mode. The easiest way to build yourself back up is to trade away and get better assets. So to get multiple draft picks in exchange for one player, that's what you do. I'm not saying that's what those teams are going to do, because I'd have a hard time parting with either of those players too. They're dominant defensive players. But if you find yourself in a woe is me category and you're screwed like Cleveland is screwed with the Deshaun Watson deal, and you don't have picks because of the Deshaun Watson deal, unless you make a strong move like this, you're not going to rebuild anytime soon. And I'm sorry, but trading away Amari Cooper for what? A fourth round pick? Was that what the trade was? That's not the path to get there.
So I don't think it applies to Vegas, because I think Vegas can say to themselves, you can turn it around quickly in this league. I'm not sure Cleveland's in a situation they can turn it around quickly, because they have so much money and time wrapped up in Deshaun Watson. So they might be vulnerable to doing that, but I tend to agree with Schefter that it just can't happen. Now, Schefter going on that premise, the question for the Lions now is, if you can't make a big deal like that, so now what? Well, the two that aren't a household name, I think, is Kang suggested Charles Harris from Carolina. I've mentioned New England, Keon White. More household names, but probably there is some accessibility to Za'Darius Smith because he's older in Cleveland. Josh Hines-Allen in Jacksonville. He only has 2.5 sacks, former first-round pick, but a guy with some ability. You know, those are some of the lesser moves that they could be after, that they might be reduced to.
Well, Josh Allen is a huge contract that he's got. Didn't he just sign a big deal?
Did he? Then that would probably be a
massive
contract. Yeah, I don't think, I see, because that's the thing, and that's why I think the Reddick thing is, I think it's more possible that Reddick will accept, I'll go to Detroit and play out this year, and then the Lions would say that works for us because we don't want to financially commit beyond this year, because next year they have Aiden Hutchinson back. And the way they were trending was top 5 offense, top 10 defense. Did Josh Allen have an out? Yes, he does have an out in 2 years. So they would have to pay him next year, this year and next year as well. But all right, so final thing, he does admit this isn't going to be easy given the perhaps a historically great division. That's incredible.
Well, it's also early in the season, but yeah,
he said through 6 weeks.
I get it. I just think things will change, and that
they start to play one another more.
Well, yeah, there's cannibalization, and other teams will get better. If the four teams make it, then I'll be truly amazed.
I would bet against it. I would bet strongly against it, because there is, when they do start to play one another, unless they're all kind of equals and split a bunch of games and they just feast on all the teams from outside the division, it probably won't happen. And I suspect we'll see an NFC North haves and have nots. But it goes back to how big this game is Sunday. I mean, this is, I feel like this game Sunday is one of those games where the entire fan base, the mental stability of the entire fan base is riding on the outcome of this game. Win anyway or lose anyway. Like if they win big or win by a point, if they lose big or lose by a point. I think if they win big or win by a point, everybody can take the deep breath and go, okay, this could be okay. They might be okay. If they lose, Minnesota will be two games up on them, holding a victory over Detroit, and people would be like, this team's in real trouble with the Hutch injury. I can see it really swinging the pendulum to one extreme or the other.
Well, that's what people do. Yep. But I will not. I will be the moral compass for Detroit if that happens, Doug.
You will step in?
Yes. Yeah. The Ariel AX statement.
Yeah.
But hopefully we don't have to get there.